Hey, welcome. This is Scott Dahlquist. Just following up with you, just had a really busy Sunday afternoon and a really busy day. A little bit of the backstory today. It's late here on Sunday night as I'm getting ready and preparing this. But what I did today was kind of take off from not doing much this whole weekend. Got in the car, drove up with the family to go see mom and my sister. And while we were out and we were going, really just a lot of stuff came to me. I was just reviewing some material, looking through some for the mastermind group that will be coming out here pretty soon. And was just looking through it and some real big ahas came to me. My goal has always been, kind of the backstory, is really wanting to make sure that I'm always sharing everything that I'm doing, not leaving any stone unturned. Meaning I want to make sure that whatever I'm doing as I trade or whatever it is I'm talking about, that I am clear, I'm concise, I'm thorough, and not saying, well, I'm just going to not tell them this one thing. I always want to make sure that I understand how I work and what I do. And a couple of things that really came out with me today or really made themselves apparent were, number one, I need to have measurement. I need to make sure that I'm out measuring everything that I'm doing, no matter what it is. And if I don't measure it, what are the consequences of me not measuring it? For example, if I've got my goals and my objectives for all the stuff that I'm trying to accomplish, but yet I do nothing towards it, what's going on? So for example, one of the things that I remember from Tony Robbins talking about of eating healthy, and I'm looking at always eating healthy every day, was going through and saying, okay, I want to have some living food every day. So I need to make sure that no matter what I'm eating, I'm always having some kind of a living food. So I'm making sure I'm getting that into my diet each and every day. And if I don't, then what am I going to do? What is going to be the consequences for myself for not doing that? So I was looking in those other areas too of my life that I say I want to do these things, but yet if I don't take the actions necessary, if I don't move forward doing what I say I need to do, the right mindset, the right attitude, and really getting the results or the outcomes I'm looking for, what am I going to do with myself? So really, measurement was a huge tool today. And I'm just wondering, what are you doing to measure everything you're doing? Now, I know for myself, if I don't measure it, then I can always say, well, then I don't have to control it. I don't have to do anything with it. But one of those main areas that I was looking at today is saying to myself, how can I hold myself accountable? Another area that I found that was really interesting to me was the fact that I need to go through and start doing more visualization. Meaning each and every day before I trade, one of the things that I started to do, but for whatever reason I got away from, was making sure that I was looking in my mind with my eyes closed of those trades that I consider and them having them follow through and really visualizing it. And I found that those days that I do it, it tends to happen more and more. I pick better and better trades. Now, we'll go in future sessions and we're going to talk more about all of these things that we're looking at here that I'm sharing. But one of those things that I was looking at as well was making sure that when I visualize, what are those variables that go into that visualization? What do I need to do? I was also looking at what are the enemies that I consider when I trade. What am I looking at? I'm always trying to make sure I'm not the victim, but that I'm also not getting out of line with what I'm doing. And so I need to make sure that I understand what those perceived enemies are. There's a whole host of things that I was looking at today, and I'll be sure to share more and more of those as we proceed. One last thing I wanted to share with you. There was an area that I was looking at as a lower self and a higher self. And really in that lower self, that's where that voice in my head is always talking and taking me out of anything that I'm trying to do. It's negative. It's really keeping me from moving forward. It's really stopping me from using my vision, all of those things. And then if I look at my higher self, that higher self is really looking at, I am moving towards those outcomes. I'm really living the life that I want to live and so on and so forth. But we'll go more and more into these as we proceed. But I just wanted to follow up real quick with you here on this Sunday evening, even though it's late. I wanted to let you know a lot of what was going on today. I know there'll be some more information, some more stories that come out as a result of this. But hey, you're on the journey. You know, it's a journey of discovery. It's a journey to find out what makes myself tick. I also put together 8 different things or 9 different things that I look for when I trade. The 6-step framework and some other areas as well. We'll be sharing those in future sessions too. So thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. Have a great trading day. We'll talk to you soon.